A gentleman relayed an experience he had in a shuttle at the Atlanta airport. At the front of the first car were a man and his son. "Here we go. Hold on to me tight," the father said. The boy, about 5 years old, made sounds of sheer delight. "As I got off, I remembered something I wanted to buy in the terminal. I was early for my flight, so I decided to go back, and just as I was about to reboard the shuttle for my gate, I saw the man and his son still there. I realized they weren't heading for a flight, but just riding the shuttle." "You want to go home now?" the father asked. "I want to ride some more." "More?" the father said, mock exasperated, but clearly pleased. "You're not tired?" "This is fun," his son said. The storyteller continued. "There are parents who can send their children to Europe or Disneyland, and the children turn out rotten. Rich and poor, black or white, so much goes wrong so often. So many troubles in this country, so many questions about what to do. The answer? Parents, especially fathers who care enough to spend time and to pay attention leading their children. It doesn't cost a cent, yet it is the most valuable thing in the world." 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. "You are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and uprightly and blamelessly we behave toward you believers. Just as you know how we were exhorting and encouraging and imploring each one of you as a father would his own children, so that you would walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you." Most every father wants their children to be kind, considerate, hardworking, moral, and responsible. But this is a pipe dream if dad is absent and not available to encourage the children in a firm but loving manner. Nothing will impact your children for good like the investment of your attention.